Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, 21 Pilots. Perhaps you've heard of this band since they are one of the biggest out there. I'm going to be heading to the theaters for a one-night-only special event. And we're going to talk to Josh and Tyler all about it. Of course, you know, 21 Pilots, Allie, I'm trying to do the math on this. We go back with these guys sometime to the point where, if you remember, when we used to get to, like, introduce them at little things, they were never even, like, on the main stage.
Yeah.
They were, like, the pre-stage before the main stage acts. It's really interesting when you see that happen. And it feels like it happened very quickly. It was a couple of years of hard work. If you're a fan of these two gentlemen, well, then I think you'll want to hear what they have to say. And let's go ahead and say welcome back to K-Rock 21 Pilots. How goes it? Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
How are you? Nice to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think we have Allie.
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool.
My plan was to cut her loose so that we could share this glory, the three
God
of us.
Damn you.
Once again, it's failed.
I don't like your guys' mics.
Why?
It's giving off a weird vibe.
Yeah, is it too phallic?
What
if I do this?
I had to take this mic out to sushi first to do this. All right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is my third date with this mic. Let's get it. I don't like it. Now that you mentioned it, guys, I don't like it either. Let's cancel this whole thing.
No, I actually like it.
Always good to chat with you. It's been a while. We go way back to the point when we used to get to introduce you onto not even the main stage of events, but like the stage before the main stage. So it's kind of wild and crazy that now you're not even satisfied with dominating the music world, but you now need to take down the box office. Is this whole thing really just a giant F you to Tom Cruise at this point?
It's more directed at Christopher Nolan. We're really trying to show him how to put out a film.
Well, you know, I heard that Tom Cruise like showed up for the Top Gun thing in a helicopter. You guys should get a helicopter.
You know, funny thing, I was working with I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, whatever. I was working with the music placement person for the new Top Gun on writing a new song for them. And then I believe Tom Cruise came in and just fired everyone.
What? What? Yeah. Why? Did he give a reason?
I mean, you've seen that new Top Gun thing has got like, that trailer's been out for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So there's been a few overhauls and I was a part of that. So... they've moved on.
So let me get this quote straight. You were fired by Tom Cruise, and as a result, you've decided now that you're going to go to the box office a week before, and for one night only, you're going to show them how a movie needs to be released.
Yeah.
And, unbelievable. Yeah,
basically, we're the only movie that can reference any sort of airplane or pilot.
That's a beautiful thing.
Take that, Maverick.
21 Pilots.
That's the only reason we did the live stream, too.
That's why we named our band this.
Yeah.
What a slow play. Unbelievable. I can't believe the masterful thinking that went on when you guys were playing at a gymnasium for three people, like back 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. All this slow play, just as one giant, I'm going to show Top Gun Maverick in 2022.
Yeah, it's all calculated.
Wait, did you actually start writing something?
Okay, you're going to have to push me on it. I did. I saw some scenes. They brought me in to show me some scenes and stuff. And I actually don't think I started writing.
Does that bring you back to like jobs you had before you were, you know, a big musician when they would tell you like, hey, here's the thing. It's not you, it's us. But regardless, clean out your desk. You're not working here anymore.
Yeah, clean out your register.
Oh, like, is that what it was? Cashier. That's right. Yeah. But don't actually clean out your register because that's our money. So just,
yeah, right.
21 Pilots cinema experience. What was the decision making? Because once again, this all went back to something you guys swore you would never do. You said, we're never doing this. We're never doing a live stream.
Yeah, I mean, kind of give some context. The idea of a live stream came up, you know, obviously years before, you know, the 2020 hit. I don't know. I think some artists kind of do it to, I don't know, take some money off the table, like an opportunity to stay put and still kind of like tap into their fan base. And it always kind of felt like a bit of a cheap move, especially when you go in and you watch that stream and it's just kind of like the same thing for an hour and a half. And it just gets a little bit stale after a couple songs. And so especially with live music being so, I don't know, just a part of the fabric of our band, we knew like, it's just that's not going to be something we do. Then obviously 2020 came around, forced our hand. We wanted to be an outline for what bands could do in the future for when they're releasing music. And we do think that live stream concerts, but it's got to be more than a concert or else it's not going to work. But live stream concerts could be a part of future album rollouts, even with live music still very much alive again. So that was the goal. We wanted to try to set a standard. And so last year it went up live the night that our album came out, and it's kind of really not lived anywhere since then. It was a one shot out of the cannon type of thing. And you would think it'd be just kind of like a few handful of theaters all over the country. It's actually like all the theaters, which is insane. And so we're excited to see it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll watch it.
You're not going to watch it?
I don't know. Isn't that cool when you hear an actor be like, I don't watch my films or something?
Okay. So people get there. They're going to the 21 Pilots Cinema Experience. They're sitting in the movie theater seats. They're with their friends, their family. What is the best movie theater snack? Where are you at with your snack game? Because what I like to do is I get popcorn, and then they put M&Ms in the popcorn so that the M&Ms are just melty enough to merge. Whoa. You get the salty and the sweet.
What I'll be doing is getting one of the popcorn buckets out of the trash.
Yeah, free
taking
refill.
It up to the
free
front refill. And just asking for a refill.
Smart.
Wow.
Smart.
That's such a cheap move.
That's why
I respect
these guys were
it
successful.
Highly.
Josh, what's your move?
I mean, I think just a standard popcorn.
With butter or no?
Money bags over here.
I've seen Josh with his shirt off drumming. Let me tell you, he's eating a salad at the movie theater. I've seen this guy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. It's a green
he's
drink and a salad.
No popcorn.
Yeah, I've seen
this
the
guy
move.
Hasn't touched corn to his lips in 9 years.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime in the hips. I've heard Josh say it before the shows. He's shoving away.
That's why I can only go to one movie every 3 months.
And this is the one.
Because you BYOS, bring your salad with you.
And if you could pick just one movie this May to go to, which would it be, Josh?
I'd probably go see Top Gun.
Really?
No, I'm setting you up for this one. It's a whole setup. I'm letting you walk into this one, damn it. Come on now.
You're telling everyone to go see Top Gun.
No, it's not about Top Gun.
That's the opposite of this.
This interview is not about Top Gun. It's about 21 Pilots Cinema Experience.
Oh, that's right.
May 19th, one day only, worldwide, by the way. I know that people check out this station, K-Rock, from all over, all of the planet. Any theater, anywhere, they're forced, even those smut movie theaters, like on Santa Monica Boulevard, this is going to be in every theater. You have to find it. And better yet, we have even more with 21 Pilots after this on K-Rock. Go nowhere. 21 Pilots on K-Rock, Monday morning, 7:35. And Tyler and Joseph of 21 Pilots will be dominating box offices for one night only, which is why we're chatting with them. May 19th, 21 Pilots, the cinema experience. Guys, is there anything that you have not yet announced? Maybe something upcoming that we can get excited about?
Oh, boy. We did just announce it today, but we've been working pretty hard on we're doing a set for MTV Unplugged coming up.
Nice.
So it's going to be, I don't know, I guess you would imagine acoustic guitars and all that stuff. But for me, the MTV Unplugged series has become less about playing something not plugged in, but more about presenting the artist or the band in a different way than they've ever presented themselves. And so that will be the case for this. We're really excited for it. It's, I think, June 9th. You know, usually Josh and I perform to pre-recorded tracks. I always like to say we're proud of those tracks because we made them ourselves, but they're pre-recorded nonetheless so that we can focus on our performance and being able to engage with the audience. For this, the MTV Unplugged, what we're going to be doing is building out those tracks for you in real time. And you're going to watch us play each part and kind of watch it loop together and create a new version of our songs. And
wow. You guys obviously spend a lot of time together creating, and you're also, you know, in each other's lives personally. What is the last big fight that you got into? I just want to know what could tear you two apart.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was trying to remember the last time that we got in a fight, Tyler, and I kind of can't.
Does that mean things are brewing? You're due for a big one?
Josh is the part of the relationship that like thinks there's nothing wrong, and I'm over here like, oh, okay.
You remember everything that happened? Remember that third show we played when you took an extra $3 from the six we made that night?
I know exactly what you haven't apologized for.
Yeah, we've got everything internalized, so it will explode.
Oh, can't wait for that. That'll be the sequel to this movie, I guess, right?
Yep. Right.
Another cinematic experience of them just beating each other up.
We've got cameras on standby for when all this internalized anger and hatred comes out.
When you see things, when you get alerts, when people send you things because they see rumors, what's a rumor that you'd like to start right now on K-Rock? Like, you could say it for the first time. We will let it air as it is. We will say nothing else about it, but you have control of the rumor. Because usually when rumors start, you have no control over them. What's something you guys would like to get out there? You can start it right now about anything.
Josh's drums are pre-recorded tracks. He's not even hitting the drum.
He doesn't know how to drum at all.
He's lip-syncing the drums?
Someone else recorded those.
He's lip-syncing the drums. What do you call that, Josh?
Drum-syncing?
Drum-syncing.
Unbelievable. All right.
Yeah, arm-syncing.
It's got picked up by TMZ. That's amazing.
I'm exposed.
Tyler, Josh, 21 Pilots. At this point, I think maybe a 7-year relationship we've had on and off, getting to chat with you, watching the group continue to grow, get bigger and bigger to the point now where you'll be dominating box offices on May 19th. Check out 21 Pilots Cinema Experience. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on K-Rock today. We feel like we've been hogging this interview by asking you questions. Do you have any questions for us before we say goodbye?
Do you guys have a cough button?
Yes, but we never use it. I end up coughing right into the microphone.
Yeah, this is the first thing I thought of. I feel like some stations, they have a button that you press that button when you're supposed to cough so it doesn't pick up. But how would it not just pick up in the other mics in the room? I don't know.
It's officially, it's a COVID button now. They've changed the name of it. It's time for the time.
Yeah.
More importantly is the dump button.
Yeah, that's the one we have to hit.
That's the important one.
Yeah, say your favorite curse word now. Let's test this button. Go ahead. Say it.
Tom Cruise.
Thanks, guys, so much. Appreciate it. Can't wait to see you in theaters. And thanks for hanging out again on K-Rock.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.